From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Key U.S. leaders are expressing a growing optimism that decades of hostility on the Korean Peninsula are closer than ever to coming to an end. U.S. President Donald Trump said at a White House news conference about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Oh, I don't think he's playing. No, I don't think he's playing. And you know, it's never gone like this. It's never gone this far. I don't think it's ever had this enthusiasm for somebody, for them wanting to make a deal. And yeah, I agree. The United States has been played beautifully like a fiddle.
Earlier Friday, Kim became the first North Korean leader to set foot in South Korea when he crossed the border to shake the hand of South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two leaders agreed to work toward removing all nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula and vowed to pursue talks that would bring a formal end to the Korean War. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis spoke about the negotiations at a meeting in Poland.
I don't have a crystal ball. I can tell you we are optimistic right now that there's opportunity here that we have never enjoyed since 1950s.
He was asked if the U.S. would be prepared to vacate South Korea, leaving it devoid of U.S. troops.
Well, that's part of the issues that we'll be discussing in the negotiations with our allies first and, of course, with North Korea. So I think for right now we just have to go along with the process, have the negotiations, and not try to make preconditions or presumptions about how it's going to go. The diplomats are going to have to go to work now.
The White House and the Pentagon see the diplomatic progress as the result of Washington's maximum pressure campaign, which included heavy sanctions and frequent threats of military force. President Trump had said he was prepared to totally destroy North Korea if necessary. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel visited the White House on Friday for a one-day working meeting with President Trump.
We're working on a lot of different subjects, including trade, including NATO, including military of all types. And we have a really great relationship. And we actually have had a great relationship right from the beginning, but some people didn't understand that. But we understand it, and that's what's important.
The meeting follows a three-day visit to the U.S. by French President Emmanuel Macron. Palestinian officials say that Israeli soldiers shot dead three Palestinian protesters, along with another 600 injured in Gaza as thousands of Palestinians demonstrated along the border for a fifth consecutive week. Protesters gathered a few hundred meters from Gaza Strip's border fence with Israel on Friday, with some stones being thrown and tires set on fire. Israel has defended opening fire on the protesters, saying it is defending its sovereign border. Israel also accuses Hamas, which rules Gaza, of using the protesters as cover to carry out attacks. Hamas denies the charge. Nigerian so-called queer women are telling their stories. The new book released this week is a collection of interviews with two dozen women. It offers an unprecedented window into what it means to be a lesbian in Nigeria, where homosexuality is illegal. For VOA, Chika Odua reports from Abuja.
The book recounts a series of intimate interviews with 25 queer Nigerian women of various religious and socioeconomic backgrounds.
I'm really nervous, and I'm also nervous about the reception of Nigerians to the book.
That's one of the women featured in the book. She asked to be identified as Woman A. She said most queer Nigerian women are like her, living in the closet. In 2014, Nigeria banned same-sex marriage. The law is far-reaching. Anyone who breaks the law could face up to 14 years in prison. Asked what impact their book may have in Nigeria, Woman A is cautious.
I wish someday I would be able to live openly, but until then.
Chika Odua for VOA News in Abuja.
Human Rights Watch said that the law in Nigeria effectively criminalized being lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Police say at least two people have been killed and seven others wounded in an attack by Boko Haram extremists in Nigeria's northeastern city of Maiduguri. A police spokesman says the extremists attacked on Thursday near the federal high court and that two female suicide attackers were killed. I'm Joe Palca for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.